Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Deacon John Kerrigan, chaplain of the Catholic community. It is the Solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord, and the readings are from Cycle A.
In just a few weeks, three in fact, there'll be thousands of black-robed students decked out with mortarboard hats passing right in front of the Memorial Church. And behind them will be beaming relatives bearing cameras and bouquets of flowers. It's commencement time, a moment of great pride and celebration. And those graduating will be lectured to about leadership and about staying true to their values. And perhaps for the first time, they'll also be told that they will be held responsible. Some things never change. That's similar to my experience of graduation, which was this week, though many decades ago. And after the graduation parties are over and after the academic gowns have been turned back in, it may come as a shock to many of the class of 2017 that from here on in, the responsibility for making decisions, organizing their lives, paying their loans, maybe even folding their clothes, no longer rests with parents, teachers, advisors, or counselors. It'll fall squarely on their shoulders. Now, it was just yesterday that I saw an advertisement for a book titled Almost Adulting. Here was some of the advice. Making internet friends who are cool and not murderers. Flirting with someone in a way to make them think you are cool and not a murderer. And being in an actual relationship where you talk about your feelings in a healthy manner to another person. Now, I suspect that some of the joys and the aspirations that are going to be felt by the men and women graduating in 3 weeks are similar to the emotions that were experienced by the disciples in today's readings from Scripture. For during the period following Jesus' death and resurrection, the disciples encountered him in numerous places, in the upper room, at the seashore by Tiberias, and on the road to Emmaus. But over time, those meetings became less frequent, and eventually they stopped happening. No longer could they run to Jesus and say, "What do we do now? What's on the calendar? What are we going to do next week in the way of preaching the good news or healing?" No, they had to find the answers for themselves. And it's this that's the meaning of the Feast of the Ascension. It marks the point in the mystery of the Easter season when the apostles realize that Jesus is no longer with them, but is in the full embrace of God's love. Or as the first reading puts it, taken up to heaven. Behold, it gradually occurred to them that they were agents of this only true revolution that has ever graced human history. Now, today rounds out the seven Sundays of the Easter season. It's a season when the church celebrates the resurrection and its significance in each of our lives. And our passages from Scripture from Thursday, Ascension Thursday, to next week's Pentecost are all about the transition between the end of Jesus' physical presence and the beginning of the church and the coming of the gift of the Holy Spirit, which we'll celebrate next week. Now, granted, for we Christians today, it's a little hard in our era to think about the Ascension and that first Pentecost, but that transitional moment is as relevant back then as it is for our moment of history in this history of salvation. Now, to our modern minds, this story of the Ascension that we heard about in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles may feel a little bit odd. After all, Stanford is what's called a STEM university, where the focus is on science and technology and engineering and math. It's on proofs and data, not on things that defy the laws of gravity. alor. So the account from Acts of Jesus being lifted up and a cloud taking him out of their sight cries out to be understood in a more theological way. It was Pope Benedict who once said that Jesus was not transported to another cosmic location. And St. Paul, in our second reading, describes the ascension well. He says it has to be understood with the eyes of our hearts. The Paschal mystery is about Jesus' suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. It's not some curious add-on to the Easter season. It's an integral part of it. Because the ascension isn't about Jesus' departure and his absence. It's about his heightened presence. The feast reminds us that in sending the Holy Spirit, Christ's presence is detonated into all of creation. And without doubt, this gift of God's Holy Spirit that's promised in today's gospel story is a game changer. It helps you and I to see God in all things, in all of creation, in every one of our struggles, all of our daily experiences. Because Jesus isn't the only one who's ascending. And if we ascend with the Lord, in our hopes and fears, in what delights us and what terrifies us, we're forever embraced and transformed through Christ in the divine life of God. We too become agents in this revolution, witnesses to Christ in the world. To join our spirit with God's spirit in the work of Christ in the world is to take a lifelong extension course in wisdom. We learn the heights and the depths of what it means to be joy-filled, compassionate people. Our lives become not a problem to be solved, but a mystery to be lived. And whether the apostles knew it or not, and whether the class of 2017 or ourselves know it, over the months and the years, we've been transformed. The disciples are more than ready for the ball to be in their court. During these 40 days after Easter, we've heard reading after reading, week after week, where there's been transformation of the men and women of Jesus' time from timid, afraid people into thunderbolts who go out and proclaim the good news to the world. Well, the ball's in our court now. The Feast of the Ascension reminds you and me that the apprenticeship is over. We are the agents of this revolution of Christ in the world. And we're to share that good news not in Samaria or Judea, but here at Stanford and in Silicon Valley and wherever in the world there's a cry for leadership. We do this by allowing our spirit to join in the work of God's spirit. So sometime during this coming week, amidst the end of quarter chores and other things that keep us busy, consider making a retreat into your own quiet Jerusalem, as the apostles did, and be still with the Lord. And let's pray to continue to be ever aware of the ways that we're sustained by the Lord's Spirit. For if we open ourselves to the possibility of a new beginning for ourselves and for the church, the Lord of the promise will not be wanting. I will take you to myself and into the full embrace of our God.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.